Since we've got a slight echo again. Now I'm just going to go straight in. That was a beautiful time, wasn't it? Just felt the presence of God here. That was beautiful. Let's just try and stay in that presence. And won't you just say with me, Lord, I'm ready to receive this afternoon. Just open your heart and just let go of all the anxiety, all the pressure, all the challenges of the week. And just come and present yourself before Jesus again this afternoon and say, Lord, I'm here to receive from you. I'm here for you to do something new in my life. I'm here for you to take me on the next step that you have planned and purposed for me. That this isn't just a time where we sit in church. Like spending time with a very, very special friend. Let it be like this afternoon. Just come. Work in my life this afternoon. Hallelujah. And today I'm going to talk to you about beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. This beautiful, great exchange that the Word of God speaks about in Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah 61 is a chapter about healing and about restoration and new beginnings. And it starts with just five really beautiful words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That right now, where you are seated, in this place, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. That's where everything begins. With God's presence, not with the pressure of life or the chaos of the world, but with the very presence of God. That even in the ordinary moments of our life, the bills, the emails, the routines, something extraordinary rests on you and on me. And you may not feel it, but you're carrying it. It's there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Would you say that with me? Let's just start this afternoon with that declaration. Just say it with me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And just receive that and let that sink into your very heart, into your very soul this afternoon. Presence. The anointing of God's people. No, anointed sounds like quite a complicated word, doesn't it? It almost sounds ancient. But it simply means set apart for something special. That each and every single one of us has been set apart by heaven for something special. God anoints us to bring good news to the people who feel poor in spirit, of hope, of comfort, of encouragement. And this might look like a great verse when we look at it, but it goes a little bit deeper into our modern lives. That because we have that Spirit of the Lord upon us, that hope, that comfort and encouragement is not just for us. That we can pass that on to someone else. And that might look like a text message or a WhatsApp or even just a smile or a patient response to somebody who's irritating us. That you don't have to have some big platform. You don't have to be behind a a pulpit and have everything together to be anointed. You just need God's presence. You know what changes when His presence is upon us? We start to notice peace upon us instead of pressure. That we are people with compassion and not competition with other people. That we start bringing light to other people without even trying. You imagine a candle in a dark room. Just think of that for a minute. A candle in a dark room. It's small and it's quiet. But the whole room changes because that candle is there. But you don't have to shout light into the darkness. You just need to shine wherever you are. Who wants the Holy Spirit to rest on them today? Who wants to be used, to be a hope, an encouragement, and a light to those around us? Because we are a people of influence. If that's you, just say with me, Holy Spirit, rest on me.
Holy Spirit, rest on me.
Would you use me today and into this week? You see, when we do that, it starts to heal the hidden in our lives. It starts binding the brokenheartedness in our lives and those around us. It says, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Did you catch that? The broken. Under the presence of the Lord, with the Spirit of the Lord upon us, and go in and to speak to the brokenheartedness of broken hearts. That's the purpose. That God doesn't avoid pain that we hide, but He walks right into that pain. Bind means to wrap and to support, like a nurse putting on a bandage on a wound. That a broken bone, who's ever had a broken bone? What do? They set it. Not to punish you for breaking the bone, but to protect that broken bone while it comes into its place of healing. That's what God does with our hearts. He brings stillness, encouragement from the Scripture, from the Word of God, the Bible. He brings us into a place of safety, a place of joy, even sometimes, if it's just a small joy. You know, I know that every single one of us needs healing of brokenheartedness. We've all been hurt. You know that the person that just doesn't get us, they don't understand us, totally misunderstood. That person that made us feel like we don't have any worth. That person that labeled us in a certain way, and we believe that label, and now we wear it and we walk it and we be it. I want to give you a simple rhythm for healing from those things this afternoon. The first one is to be honest. Be honest with God. Be real with God. that other people and I myself have put upon myself. And then secondly, be still. Just be still before God. Don't try and rush away, but stay in His presence and let Him tend to that hurt, and that pain, that brokenheartedness. And then be open with God. And receive comfort through the Bible, through people, through worship. And just say to God, God, I give you all the broken pieces of my life. I hand them over to you. You see, we don't have to hide our heartbreaks from Jesus, our healer. And then it talks about the announcement of freedom. To proclaim freedom for the captives and a release from darkness for prisoners. You know, not all prisons have bars. Some of us are in prison because of shame or worry or habits that we have or old narratives of who we are. But freedom often starts with a sound, a truth that is proclaimed over you before it's fully felt. God's freedom isn't chaotic, it's not chaos. But God's freedom is a peaceful clarity in our lives. It's not running away, it's walking forward unafraid. Think about that this afternoon. Are we being held back, imprisoned because of our shame, our guilt, our past life? Just come to Jesus and name it to Him and just say, Lord, what has been holding me back? What's been holding me back from that freedom that I have in you? And then pray it out and say, God, I hand this back to you. And then replace it. And fill the gap with the promises of God's word, with worship, with wise conversation. You're not trapped. God has set you free. The enemy will make you believe that you're trapped and there's no way out of that prison cell. But the word of God, Jesus says to you today that He is setting you free. But you need to come and you need to say, Lord, today I'm stepping out from my prison cell. Would you help me to experience the freedom you have for me today? Gosh, I've struggled with that in my life so many times. You know what it's like? It's like a prisoner in a prison, and they come and they open the prison door. And they leave the door wide open and they walk away. And they say, well, we've released you. But you stay in the prison cell. That you're released, but you stay in the prison cell. Walk through that because you've got so accustomed to being that you don't step out of it. Because you don't know anything else. Today, the prison cell that you're in, be it through shame or Jesus has unlocked that door and He's flung it wide open for you and He's saying, set you free. And so often we're robbed because we don't step out of that prison cell. See, it's choice. It's a choice that we have.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to stay where we are. Come on, do you want to say that with me? I'm not trapped.
I'm not trapped.
God is setting me free. Now I want to talk to you about the great exchange. Isaiah 61 verse 3. It says, to give a crown of beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for a spirit of despair. Wow. Now I'll read that again. To give you a crown of beauty for ashes, of oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for a spirit of despair. Do you know what ashes are? Ashes are what's left after a fire. There's loss, there's endings, there's disappointments, but God doesn't say, sweep them away, but He says, trade me those ashes. Give me those ashes of what's destroyed and burnt away by the fire. Sweep it up and give it to me. He says, trade me that. Ashes to beauty. That's dignity restored. That's heaven placing a crown on your head. Mourning, the oil of joy. Healing that reaches the soul. That oil from heaven that reaches into the very depths of our souls. Despair to a garment of praise. You see, we choose what we are going to be spiritually. We choose whether we are going to walk in that freedom. What we're going to do with that exchange of ashes to beauty. We get to choose. And when we choose the right one, we find our lives are just totally and completely different to what we've known them to be. Think after a wildfire, the green shoots pushed through the black soil. And the fire cleared what couldn't grow. But God used what was burned to fertilize the next growth that is going to come up out of that burnt soil. I want you to think this afternoon about naming your ashes. I'm not interested in what you've done. We all do stuff, don't we? I'm interested in you naming your ashes this afternoon. Sweep them up and put them in your hands and offer them up to heaven this afternoon and say, God, this is yours now. And then I want you to notice, once we've done that the small new shoots of growth will start coming up through that burnt and scarred soil. Maybe it'll be a laugh or a breath or a clearer thought. Jesus wants our ashes of our lives. He's saying, I'm trading your ashes for my beauty, your mourning for my joy, your despair for praise. Come before the Lord joyfully. That's the result of the great exchange. Would you say that with me? I'm trading ashes for beauty. My mourning for joy. My despair for praise. I want to tell you from my own experience, my own life, that God turns survivors into restorers. The hands that once trembled with fear now rebuild steadily. The heart that ached now carries hope that your healing isn't just for you, but it's to help heal others. That rebuilding is brick by brick, slowly, strong, and lasting. Who wants to start rebuilding this week? Who wants that a little bit more this week? Then it's time for us to be raw and honest with God. We need to look at our hearts. Look into our lives honestly and say, what is it in my life that is broken? That's where we start. Identify what's broken and then lean into God. And ask Him for His wisdom first. And then lay one brick, one call, one boundary, one prayer, one step, and say, God, would you help me to rebuild? Even if it's a slow process, would you help me and bring it to completion? He'll take your shame and He'll give you a double portion. Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion. An everlasting joy will be yours. An everlasting joy will be yours. Not just for a fleeting moment, but forever. Because shame says, I am what I did. But grace says, no, but you are mine. That God doesn't hide shame, but He replaces it with honor, with inheritance in Him, with a belonging in Him. That double portion equals restoration with interest, double peace, double confidence, double joy. Who on earth would not want double of those? It's double up time. I'd love to see Elam Freedom Church here in Micklefield with us all doubled up. Double up of peace, a double up of confidence in Jesus, a double up of joy. That when shame starts to whisper into your head, identify the voice. And if it's condemnatory, then it's not of God. And interrupt that thought and say, that's not who I am anymore. I'm a new creation in Christ. That's not who I was anymore. Shut that down. Take that thought captive. And then invite the truth and speak Scripture. Speak the Bible into your life. And remember the moments that God has shown you grace. And trade your shame for strength. Trade your past for peace. You say that with me, come, and I'm trading my shame for strength. And I'm trading my past for peace today. Joy that will last. Why? Because it's anchored in God's justice and in God's faithfulness. And not in our performance, not how many times we've messed up or are still messing up, but it's anchored in God's faithfulness. I'm going to give you little micro rhythms here. Why don't you try this every day? Those of us who wake up grumpy. That's how I know about these, because I wake up grumpy every day. When you wake up, just pause, just for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Come on. 30 seconds. Pause and say, Holy Spirit, you are here with me. Then pray, even if it's for 15 seconds, and say, show me one person today who needs good news, and maybe He's going to show you yourself. And then participate Send the text message. Say the kind word. Choose patience, even if it's over yourself. Because these small acts become holy architecture in someone else's life. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You don't have to feel it. It's always there. You know Jesus, it's always there. Shall we have a moment and do that? I want every single one of you to walk out of here today. That the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. That His presence is with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's not going to let you down like the world lets us down. Like people walk away, don't they? We've been scarred by that. People have walked away from us or have mocked us or have let us down. But that's not who God is. God isn't people. God is God. He says, I will never leave you. I'll never walk away. But He's seeking for us to be, seek His presence with us every single day from the minute we wake up. So let's do that. Just quietly, just to take this one serious moment with God and just open your hands and just say, Lord, would You fill me with Your presence this evening? Do You fill me with a double portion of joy, of peace? I've come to claim my inheritance tonight, Lord, from You. You come and give me a fresh touch tonight of who You are. Would You give me a fresh understanding of the way that You see me, the way that You know me, and the way that You love me? Because He does. You are known. You are loved. You are chosen by God. He's given each of us a name. Amen. That we are the children of God. Do you receive that now just into your heart? I'm telling you now, week that you've had for a long time. Just fill this people afresh, Lord. Fill Alan afresh, Lord. With Your presence, Lord. With Your peace. Lord, with the joy everlasting. And You know that He's loved by You. You take off every cloak of shame that's upon him. Set him free, Lord. Do you walk out of that cell that's been holding him back for so long? And set him free. And speak new things into your life, Alan. New things. That you would pursue them with such a hunger for the presence of God in your life. For Shonae, Lord. Thank You for this warrior, Lord. We've seen the strength. But I pray, Lord, that Your presence upon her, Your strength in her, complete the healing process in her, Lord. Might she know that You see her, that You love her, that You know her, that You walk every step with her. You give her that peace, Lord, that knowledge, Lord. That fresh revelation of who You are. For Lorraine, Lord. Bring peace, Lord. Bring healing here. Yeah. fragile heart, Lord. Come and heal it. Come and heal this heart, Lord. And bring wholeness, Lord, and purpose, joy and peace, Lord, upon Lorraine. May bring her into that newness in you, Lord, that she is deeply loved by you and cherished, and that she is a daughter of Jesus. For Chris, Lord. Declaring this with me. We ready? The service isn't over. Let's just stand and declare this together. Alan, you don't need to stand, buddy. And stay seated. I am anointed for good news. My heart is healing. I'm walking out free. I'm trading ashes for beauty. I will rebuild what was broken. And in Christ, it is not fragile. It's forever. And everybody said, Amen. 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 Hallelujah.